Like many others, Yunus Khan is angry at the government. Demonstrators have rallied across Bangladesh for months, blaming it for failing to stop soaring energy and food prices.
Prices are very high in the market now, and it's becoming hard for us to get by with what we earn. We want the government to bring down the prices so ordinary people can manage it.
And many of what he calls ordinary people are not members of the political parties.
I came to see for myself how large these opposition rallies are, and I'm surprised to see how large they are.
The opposition alliance says it will continue to press its 10-point demand, which includes the government's resignation. It also wants power transferred to a non-partisan caretaker administration before the next general election.
Tens of thousands of leaders and activists of several opposition parties are taking part in rallies across the country and here in Noyapaltan in the capital, Dhaka.
Public anger is also growing over what many see as excessive spending on ambitious development projects, and there are accusations of corruption and cronyism.
The government is always talking about development. People can very well understand these are lies. We're suffering. Prices of food are so high. We can't even talk freely and openly against this without being silenced.
The government remains defiant. Rights group accused it of stifling free speech and increasing attacks, arrest and intimidation of opposition members. And the prime minister had this warning for the protesters.
Awami League works for the people and for the welfare of the people, so it is not that easy to push the Awami League out of power. But the Awami League is very capable of overthrowing anyone from power who has rigged or stolen votes. We've proven that.
Analysts fear rising inflation, high fuel costs and a protracted Ukraine war will continue to affect the economy in Bangladesh, and the country will likely see more protests and unrest in the coming weeks and months. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.